Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Colorado is reporting the first U.S. case of a new strain of the coronavirus, first identified in England. Officials say it's been confirmed in a man in his 20s with no travel history, suggesting he picked up the virus in the U.S. Scientists in the United Kingdom say the variant is more contagious than previously identified ones, but does not appear to be more deadly. Luke Letlow, a newly elected Republican congressman from Louisiana, died yesterday after suffering from complications of COVID-19. Letlow is set to be sworn into Congress on January 3rd. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz reports.
Congressman-elect Luke Letlow first announced he tested positive for the coronavirus on December 18th. A day later, he was hospitalized. Letlow had just won a runoff election to serve the 5th District of Louisiana earlier this month. He was set to replace his old boss, Representative Ralph Abraham. Letlow was 41 years old and leaves behind his wife, Julia, and two young children. Louisiana State Governor John Bel Edwards ordered flags to be flown at half staff on the day of Letlow's funeral. His seat will now have to be filled with a special election. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
A police report surfaced last night that shows the man who bombed downtown Nashville on Christmas Day had been reported to officials more than a year earlier. Samantha Max of member station WPLN reports Anthony Warner's girlfriend told officials he was building a bomb.
In August 2019, Warner's girlfriend and her attorney reported to police that Warner often spoke about bomb making and the military. They said he knew what he was doing and was capable of making a bomb. Police say they knocked on Warner's door, but he wouldn't let them in, so they didn't search. They also say they forwarded his information to the FBI and that he didn't show up in any databases. It's unclear who knew about this report and why it's coming out now, after officials have said for days that Warner wasn't on their radar. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville.
The post-Brexit trade and customs deal forged on Christmas Eve has been signed by European Union leaders and flown to London for the British side to finalize. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports.
While British lawmakers were rushed into voting today on the post-Brexit trade deal, European Union parliamentarians refused to do that. They won't start scrutinizing the more than 1,200-page agreement until their first sessions in January and may not vote on it until March. Nonetheless, all 27 EU governments have approved it, and the terms go into effect provisionally January 1st, averting a disaster for businesses on both sides when the post-Brexit transition period ends at the start of the year.
Terry Schultz reporting. You're listening to NPR News. After nearly 7 years of negotiation, the European Union and China agreed today on an investment deal that will give European companies greater access to Chinese markets. The deal must still be approved by the European Parliament. It's been criticized by European politicians concerned about human rights abuses in China. More than 1,000 migrants are stranded in western Bosnia without adequate food and shelter in what international aid organizations are calling a humanitarian crisis. Matthew Elgio reports.
The migrants from Asia and Africa were hoping to cross the border into Croatia, but were stranded in Bosnia when the global pandemic closed international borders last March. The camp where they were staying burned down last week. The International Organization for Migration hopes to relocate the migrants to a camp in central Bosnia, but squabbling among Bosnian government officials is holding up the move. Local media reports say the migrants are stranded on buses parked outside the burned-out camp, while negotiations about their fate continue. Meanwhile, humanitarian groups estimate another 3,000 migrants are already living in forests and abandoned factories in western Bosnia. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Algio in Sarajevo.
Argentina's Congress passed a law this morning legalizing abortion up to the 14th week of pregnancy. Argentina becomes the first major country in Latin America to allow the procedure. The vote came over the objections of the Catholic Church. Argentina is the birthplace of Pope Francis. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.